This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated Thursday Israel's plans to launch a military operation into the Gaza city of Rafah. The United States, the United Nations, and other nations have urged Israel to reconsider such a military incursion into the southern Gaza city, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are reportedly sheltering. But Netanyahu insists Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas said to be located there. Speaking in Tel Aviv Thursday, Netanyahu repeated that Israel will do what is necessary to secure the country's security, including in Rafah. As he concluded his visit to Israel Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated U.S. opposition to such a plan.
Our position is clear. It hasn't changed. It won't change. We cannot, will not support a major military operation in Rafah absent an effective plan to make sure that civilians are not harmed. And no, we've not seen such a plan.
Blinken said the U.S. continues to discuss with Israel alternatives to invading Rafah to reach Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest while condemning those who would break the law to do so. As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it's not a moment for political points, it's a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence said Thursday the U.S. is facing an increasingly complex and interconnected threat environment characterized by three categories of challenges. Director Avril Haines laid out the challenges to the U.S. Senate Arms Services Committee on Capitol Hill.
The first is an accelerating strategic competition with major authoritarian powers that are actively working to undermine the rules-based order and the open international system, which the United States and our partners rely on for trade, for commerce, and for the free flow of information.
Haines cited the second set of challenges as cybersecurity, terrorism, climate change, narcotics trafficking, and health security, and the third, regional and localized tensions, including those that have erupted into full-blown conflicts with far-reaching global implications. She said all three categories are affected by trends in new and emerging technologies, environmental changes, and economic strain that is stoking global insecurity. Georgia's parliament Wednesday approved the second reading of a bill on foreign agents, which European Union officials have condemned as Kremlin-inspired and unacceptable. The measure would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. Opponents say the bill will lead to a crackdown on freedom of speech. Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrakshahi reports.
Ever-growing numbers of protesters have been taking to the streets in the capital, Tbilisi, for almost a month, with Wednesday's numbers in the tens of thousands leading to police firing tear gas and stun grenades at the large crowds who oppose the draft law. Georgia's health ministry said 11 people, including six police officers, had received hospital treatment after Wednesday's altercations. Georgian critics have dubbed the bill the Russian law, saying it is inspired by laws used to suppress dissidents in Vladimir Putin's Russia. Russia is unpopular among many citizens of Georgia, which lost a brief war with Moscow in 2008.
That's Leila Shahrakshahi reporting. The body of a fifth missing worker has been found more than a month after a Baltimore bridge collapse. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
One more body has been recovered after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Authorities say the body of a fifth person who went missing after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been recovered. Six members of a roadwork crew plunged to their deaths on March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns. Officials announced that the victim found was identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez of Glen Burnie, Maryland. All of the victims were Latino immigrants who came to the United States from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.